this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsleps.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General Hall, you've got to get us out of here now! I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
Out of these gates. We've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Please to bring you.
Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back. All a man can do is smile back.
Yep. We stay alive if we stick together. I think that's what it's all about, folks. And I think that trying to get people to do that to these days and times. It's just like, I'll be looking on social media and I'm like, you know, people working out at the gym, they can't get along, don't know how to talk to each other. Before you know it, I just noticed, and then I'm talking about 15 minutes ago. I'm looking on social media and there they are. They sitting in the workout center. They're sitting there scrapping, throwing down on each other. And it's like, man, just like if they only knew what was going on here in this land of plenty, you know, and in the world of politics, how they, you know, the politics works against the natural people, you know, in the world that we live today, we sitting here trying to, make this whole thing work by working together, just like, you know, you might have heard me express Sergeant Miller and I, we worked together shoulder to shoulder, and we were in the house, you know, got in the truck together and was able to collaborate and talk and communicate all day long. Every day we was ready to go. Sergeant Miller had his all his gear and everything he needed for the day, and I had all mine. And that we knew the goal, the whole goal of the whole day was to empty that whole 48-foot trail of goods to those customers and to make it, to see that thing just after the first five stops, it was just like glory land. Sarge, welcome, Sarge. How you feeling?
Ah, man, it's just another day.
Another day in paradise, huh?
Yeah, what a paradise.
with another paradise. And I had to take today off because I had my DOT, my CDL, not my CDL, but my medical card was expiring.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I had to go renew that, and then, you know, you got to go to the DMV to get them to, you know, put it into their computer of the updated information. And I was looking on that when I, you know how you take your eye test part of it, right? You got to read, like, stand on the blue line, read the lowest line you can read. I read the lowest one, and he said I got 20/16 vision. Eagle eye.
that boy had 2016, boy, that sounded like the Donald Trump becoming president. Huh?
Well, I was like, damn, 2016, I ain't never heard of that, 2016. I was like, damn, I should be able to see the catfish in the water, huh? Boy. I tell you, Sergeant, we try to get these jokers to wake up in the land of plenty today, man. And I see all these suckers out here, like I was saying. I see these suckers out here can't work together. Hell, you got neighbors sometimes living on side of each other and don't know that it's as easy as, you know, what do you need? Or you know, come and see what you need, you know. You know, how easy it could be in the land. That, you know, people just, they don't know. They don't know what to do with themselves. They at, you know, I don't know if they call it a crossroads or whatever the hell. But they seem like that the simplest thing in life is to get along and try to how to make this path that we all taking together, you know, make it easy for each other. And you see, that's the thing, that the New World Order and all these people, they know that we are, when we stand together, we are the Achilles tendon to their globalist plan. You see?
Yeah, that's why they gotta prop up the white against black. They gotta prop that up. That's the oldest right. trick in the book.
Oldest trick in the book. Yeah.
Like,
you're right.
You know, I see it every day.
Every day we're sitting here and we, if a brother would lend out his hand, you got these jokers, you want to call them, that don't want to get off their lazy butt. They'd rather go rob a store or rob somebody. Or like you were saying about 2 weeks ago, they break into the convenience store, stealing all, wasting all that energy to go get an ATM out of a little corner market. You know, a store or something, instead of getting their butts up and going, you know, look, we all had to suffer that pride of working at the fast food restaurant. And, you know, that was just a stepping stone to where you were trying to better yourself, you know? You know, if you worked at a Wendy's or Popeye's or, you know, hell, Popeye's are usually always hiring people, man, and you'd be glad to get in there because you can gain a little pride about yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, these youngsters these days, they see all these football players, these recording artists. Oh, they millionaires. But when you really go listen to their stories, they getting messed over just as much as us. If you really, they getting robbed by their agent. They're getting robbed by child support. You know, they're spending 20 times what they're making. And they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're happy, but trust me, they're not happy.
Yeah, because they don't own the rights to their music and all, in a lot of ways, you know?
How many stories you hear of that?
Mm-hmm. New Edition, when New Edition was first coming out and all.
TLC. Remember TLC? Bobby they Brown. Got... They got robbed. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But they just look at the glamour, the presentation. Oh, man, I want that, man. But you don't understand what it takes to get to that type of level. The sacrifice,
man.
You know?
That's right. Yeah. It takes a lot, man. And just like that's why it takes, you know, I was watching this dude. He calls himself Greatness. I don't know if you heard of me. They kind of teamed up with Vanilla Ice. Remember Ice Baby Vanilla Ice?
Is that the one where he's doing the contracting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, greatness is the one he goes around and he hands out money to homeless people, and he has a store you can buy goods and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'd like to welcome everybody to the Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers. And we don't have our store quite up and running here at Revolution Radio, but we do have many ways that you can become a supporter of this great station. And we just like to let you know that if you happen to be a business owner, and for a mere $25 a month, you can find yourself with a banner right here on Revolution Radio. And we let you know that Revolution Radio is going places, and we're starting to stream out to other platforms. So the messages that we bring here at the station can be, seen by other platforms, where people that don't have too much familiarity with Revolution Radio, they can come to find out that what's taking place here, that we have the alternative news source and voice that goes across the airwaves that a lot of people are not too familiar with, in the way that we bring this source of information. We let you know that if you happen to be new to our platform, and we let you know that we also have archives that's free to you, the listener, and let you know that we're 100% listener supported, 13 years in running, because of you, the listener, all because of the listeners out there in radio land. So if you happen to be finding yourself in over here to Revolution Radio, we welcome you, because we consider you like family or friends once you're here. And we let you know that we have a Patreon. You can become a patron. You can give every month or one-time donation. We also have snail mail, cryptocurrency. You can get signed up to go into the Matrix chat room. Shout out to the people in chat tonight. And we also have a wonderful management staff that helps us uphold this platform, this station. And they work hard behind the scenes. And we have a tech supporter by the name of Mr. Rowe, who keeps this thing going. And a management team that works together behind the scenes as well, and helps along with the host here at Revolution Radio. And what we do together with you, the listener, we put this thing together and we make it all work. So if you head on to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, everything would be greatly appreciated. And you can see of all the ways of becoming a supporter of the station. And we're just glad that when people come, you know, Sarge?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And Sergeant Miller and I, we're on a lot of the archives of the past. And to let you know that there's many people that, you know, several people that's passed on that was a host here at Revolution Radio. And Sergeant Miller and I was on a good deal of the archives with these hosts that used to be here at Revolution Radio. And we also on a couple times during the week as well together. And it's always fun to be on the other host's channel, you know, with the other host. And you can hear us out there trying to awaken people along with what content is being brought on their platform. And we try to have some input so we can also, you know, awaken you as a listener. If you so like the content and don't want to be fooled by what these people are doing today to us, taking you down into a wormhole, which they don't give a damn about you. And we feel, in our opinion, we do. So we just glad when people come have a listen. And we just like to enjoy the different types of content that we're able to bring across. And how's that road treating you out there tonight, Sergeant Miller?
It's a little windy, but besides that, about 70 degrees. Okay.
Yeah, I felt that wind today. I was out there, and the air seemed kind of dry to me a little bit. But I was listening early on one of our government channels. I happened to be listening, and they got these people that's it's like two different sides. You could tell they was up there by the Supreme Court. And what they're doing is, I think a lot of ways, I'm trying to get the feel of how our Justice Supreme Court, in the way that these people that are coming to challenge, like this speech, in a lot of ways that what's going on is, like all of these social medias that we have. Because my son and I, we were speaking about, the content, hate speech versus if you say you wish I could, if somebody come bust your windows out of your house or whatever like that, that's not an actual threat. Like, okay, you see what I'm saying? Wishing something, yeah, and saying, little Johnny lives down the street from where you live at, and you say, I'm going to come bust your windows out of your house, then that's a different story. That is a threat. So you see what I'm saying? Where if they need to challenge, online speech, they need to recognize the content in a way that it's being brought across. You see what I'm saying? Before they can say, to shut down all speech on social media.
All of that is they call it muddy in the water.
Yes.
The threat is more damaging than the actual crime.
Yeah, and
that's crazy.
Yeah, like, in other words, just saying, I wish I could come bust your windows out, that doesn't mean I'm going to come bust them out. You see, although Johnny's down the street wants to come bust your windows out, he say he ain't going to come bust your windows out. Now, that's a harmful act or something toward. But what we're finding out is government is funding AI tools for the whole of internet surveillance and censorship. So they're trying to go after, this person's saying that they feel scared, very scared, internet wide surveillance and censorship enabled by the unimaginably, vast, computational power of artificial intelligence is here. It says, this is not a futuristic dystopia. It's happening now. So government agencies are working with universities and nonprofits to use AI tools to surveil and censor content on the internet. As you notice, Facebook, if I had to give you an example, you and I and everyone that's been listening to Rev Radio and a lot of our hosts here at Rev Radio know that because of the jab alone itself has caused damage and has taken people's lives. Now, if you go and you put that on social media like a Facebook or something, which people call it fake book or whatever name they give it, but you put it on their content, they're going to call it misinformation and fake news or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they call it, it's been fact checked and all this stuff, and they know they'd be lying.
We
know the scientific proof. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got documents. Documents is out.
Yes, myocarditis. How many people died from myocarditis? Remdesivir being protocol in the hospital, they know that was killing people.
Huh? Yeah, Bell's palsy.
Yeah, Bell's palsy, yes. Justin Bieber, the very own Justin Bieber caught it. He had to cancel his concert because of it. So that's what I'm saying, that's a way that you could look at, you know, they want you to keep posting your little cats and dogs on social media, and they okay with all of that. But boy, the moment you be trying to put some factual information on there, oh no, that's misinformation, disinformation, it's been fact checked. They ran it into the satellite up in space and saw Elmer Fudd up there, and he was telling it's wrong information.
Or the Martian. They had the Martian up there.
The Martian. The space aliens double checked it. They said that's misinformation. You know? So you got to send that back down to Earth and call it disinformation and misinformation. So that's what I'm saying, that they want to try to, and then the government is sitting here funding this, you know, to surveil and censor content. You see how they try to have control on our free speech? You know, this is why we try to awaken people to realize that this is a big deal, man, whenever they come to try to hinder free speech. Because they start out, and I had heard a brother Irvin Baxter out of Louisiana here was saying that one time, that little by little, this is how they do it. You know, they try to do it, and they try to go around. They'll try to find these little bitty loopholes, and little by little, they just nib like a some underwater sea creature or something. Like they, you know, they may not like want to eat the whole fish at one time, but they'll nibble on them, until the fish doesn't realize his stomach's been ate out. You know, his intestines been ate out, and then he's just consumed. You see, and a sea creature done consumed you, and you don't realize it. That's what the, in a lot of ways, whether it be if the Supreme Court doesn't stand on the side of, you know, recognizing that what is hate speech or just morbid humor, you know, or actuality of a causality of somebody like little Johnny wanting to say, I'm going to come, he lives down the street, he's going to come bust your windows out, versus I wish somebody would bust your windows out. You see? So,
well, tell little Johnny, if you want to come bust my windows out, he ain't going to be busting too much shit after that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's just, yeah. It's just that, you know, when government funds these, this is where it gets a little dangerous, because let me tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying. And this is very validatable of what I'm saying, because what they do is they turn it into like a criminal act. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, is they make it where little by little, that if they find these little creeping in peepholes that they keep trying to get through, you see, in the wake of, they make it to, they keep making it to a point to where it becomes criminalistic. Now all of a sudden we're criminals. They made us a criminal, because now they turn us into criminals, because you know, something. And my son made a great point earlier, is why is it that people that actually do actual harm into society get less of a charge than someone that does an online speech? Like if they, you know, speaking to one another and they just like they're roasting each other, and they consider that more of a crime than a person causing an actual crime. Like they get less of a sentence, like it seems like in a lot of ways, you know. But that's what I was saying, that you got to watch but you can't be fearful of your First Amendment rights. That's the point that people need to realize. You see what I'm saying, Sarge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that a lot of people don't realize that they forget about those inalienable rights, but they want to run scared. You see, but we need to let these people know that we stand on some of the rights that we were born with. You know, that are God-given rights, you know, and they don't have a right. I don't give a damn if they come with the Supreme Court, the federal freaking, the CIA, the FBI. I don't give a damn who these people think they are. They're not gods. I don't give a damn what force they come at. You see, that's the problem. People don't want to stand up, you know, because they hide behind, but they keep hiding behind what they think is they're living their life, but they don't realize, but little by little, their freaking rights can be taken from them if they don't stand. I was just watching this little video of these kids, like they're talking about the kids and being on that iPad, you know, giving kids being an iPad, being a, you know, a babysitter. You know, you take that damn iPad away from these kids, they're going berserk. They don't know how to socialize with one another when they get older. You know, they have these social and capabilities of wanting to socialize with one another. You know, they forget they live in this virtual world, you know. They had one little kid on there. He was pressing buttons on the iPad, and he had the iPhone in his right hand or whatever, and he had the iPad in his lap, and he's just going flashing through the little he had the iPhone in one hand or whatever, and he's flashing through the little screen. He ain't even looking at it. He does a little clicking button on the iPad, and he reaches over to the right there by him, and he's flicking through the screen of all these videos on YouTube or something. He ain't even looking at what he's looking at. He's just, his brain is like double working, you know, getting his fix, you know? And I'm like, damn, look at this. They showed this little girl. She was sitting there like twiddling with her fingers, like she was playing on an iPad, didn't even have anything in her hand, you know? I'm like, damn. But, you know, this social media, man, it's just, it's got people, you know, even in the wake of our own government, you know, you have to watch how these people, you know, just because people like, to me, it's almost like they almost have like a monopoly on social media because, you know, they have, let's take Facebook, for example. Facebook has like hundreds, let's say thousands of employees, you see, and that's what they're doing. They're monitoring everyone's social media activity, right? So therefore, they're having oversights of these government agencies that probably oversee that, you know, of all of that. And there's no telling how many tens of thousands of employees they have to employ to oversee what they're doing. You see, and then what they're allowing the type of content, like if we bring the COVID speech on online, oh no, they don't want you know, that's inconceivable information, you know, that's misinformation, you know, not credible. And we know, like you said, they got the research is there, you know, you can't deny it. But we just want to let you know that. This is not a futuristic dystopia. It's happening now, you know. That's what we're trying to awaken people to, you know. That's why we're saying that the government agencies are working with universities and nonprofits to use AI tools to surveil and censor content on the internet. And this is not political or partisan. This is not about any particular opinion or idea. They said what's happening is that a tool powerful enough to surveil anything that's said and done on the internet or large portions of it, it is becoming available to the government to monitor all of us all the time. See that? And based on that monitoring, the government and any organization or company the government partners with can then use the same tool to suppress, silence, and shut down whatever speech it doesn't like. You see? So why is it that they say what they don't like? What do we mean that they don't like? What? Because we come, you see what I'm saying? Like, in other words, if we come challenging what they're doing to us, and we put it on our social media. See, this is why this alternative media like Revolution Radio and these other platforms that allow you to be able to, just like what our friend Mechanic is doing on his platform. You see, because he feels like he can have this freedom. And that's good. That's what people should have. He's not speaking evil with our government in intends like an evil for us, you know, because we could sit here, like I say, this guy, I wish I remember what this guy said today. He wasn't calling the act of what they're doing over there in Gaza. He said that I wouldn't call it, you know, like he gave it some other kind of lighter name. Like, in other words, it wasn't like a genocide he was saying that they were doing over there. You know, mm-hmm. He wanted to give it like a lighter form of what. Yeah, how you call it not a genocide when you're taking out thousands of freaking women and children, you know, mm-hmm. of what the activities of what you're doing. But you don't call it a genocide? I mean,
yeah,
what are you
doing? Yeah, they'll call it. Let's see, what's a good word they use? And
you mean
besides
a lighter
genocide?
Note? Oh yeah, ethnic.
Yeah, Israel defending themselves.
Yeah, well, and then Palestine would call it an ethnic cleansing if they had to say anything beyond genocide. You know, because what they're doing is they're removing a people. So you see, you wouldn't want to put that on social media. Oh, no, they would shut you down. And you see, this is why this alternative content needs to be brought to the airwaves, because if they keep telling you this lie like Cartoon News Network, you know, oh, yeah, you'd wind up believing that stuff. You see? You would. You'd wind up keep believing like that. Oh, no, they only kill, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 women and children. And, you know, and no, they're doing a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's CNN. CNN and Fox. Bruh.
Yeah. They'll have people believing life is a box of chocolate.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, life is like a box of chocolate. You know, you don't know what you might get. Yeah, yeah. Keep listening to them. They'll give you a chocolate, whatever
like,
one you get. Huh?
It's like my Uncle Jimmy. I set up his Fire Stick Sunday. Yeah. He's like, man, I gotta have my CNN. Well, I'm like, oh. I hate. I'm in his living room setting it up for him and all that. I gotta have my CNN. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, man, you 76 years old, and you still believe CNN and Fox is news. That's not, you know, but I don't want to disrespect him.
Yeah.
You know, that's my elder.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at him like, bruh.
Uncle. Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, now. But he don't participate in the internet.
Yeah.
So he don't know there's much more to each story.
Well, you could at least ran across to him, you know, say, Uncle, did you ever know hear about alternative news source?
He ain't going down that way. When you're stuck in your ways that long, I save myself that headache.
Yeah, you're out of there.
It's your house, your TV. Enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. Yeah. Go ahead. Would you like some goggles with that? Would you like for me to get the new Meta goggles for you?
I'd be like, bro.
Let me get those 3Ds for you so you can watch a CNN in 3D. So when them big CNN letters come on, boy, you'd be like lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh. and that's his favorite thing. Yeah, if Trump get back in there, that's your president. That's not my president. And I'm looking at him like, I said, man, let me tell you something. You enjoying these gas prices? You enjoying these food prices?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoying all this crap? Look at me. He couldn't say nothing.
Yep.
Couldn't say nothing.
Trump ain't in there. That's your president.
He quick to say that as your president. I'll be looking at him like, man, you don't have no idea what I know about this government.
Oh, And then you got you should have told them that your friend's coming through the border down there. How much is your Social Security, Uncle? You only getting like $1,400 a month?
Guess what? Can't tell him nothing.
Guess what? CNN is giving your friends that coming through the southern border $2,200 a month. That's your president that's doing that.
All right. All right.
So, gas prices along with that high food price and that. Oh, man. Look, Uncle, I got one thing to say. I'm going to get you them new 3D glasses coming this Christmas.
Hey, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so they be out of there, boy. Oh,
man.
Can I get you a glass of water?
Oh,
what you going to do with that? I'm going to splash it on you so you can wake up.
Yeah, you ain't lying. So
you quit seeing those CNN letters. Oh, boy. It said, but that's not all. They're using the same tool, the government and its public, private, non-governmental, quote unquote, right? We hear about NGOs, non-governmental offices. So that's what they form, the public, private partners. Think, for example, the World Health Organization or Monsanto can also shut down any activity that is linked to the internet. How you like that?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this, through this, for the people that are listening, that World Health Organization thing, that is one way. Now, people, you need to hear me when I say this, okay, because this is very vital and very important. Oh, I'm about to blow the lid off of the whole night. The World Health Organization wants to be able to work. You heard I just said that public-private, non-governmental partnership. That World Health Organization working with government, okay, there will, and you can be on the lookout for this to happen, if it does happen, that I'm telling you, it may come to this factor, Sergeant Miller, and I hate to be so real about it, but I have to be, because you know how we do it here at Revolution Radio. Boy. Through this World Health Organization, they will use that in the wake of, you know, like when they do a military shutdown, you know, mm-hmm. Another word for it, forget how they say it. When the military has to take over. But through the World Health Organization, they will try to say that this is one way, and the government, you know, because of the fact that under this 14th Amendment, we're all slaves, right? Because the government works with corporations. But
there you go.
So, yeah, there you go. So through this World Health Organization, they will try to override your First Amendment rights, that it's become a pandemic. Now we have to take over and do these military lockdowns and say, didn't they do it with the COVID? Lock down the whole damn city of freaking New York, didn't they?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tens of thousands of people, boy, by the millions or whatever, hundreds of thousands, shut down the whole, look like a ghost town. Oh, yeah. And Gerald Celente be calling it out, too, boy. He said these MFers, and they shut the whole damn city down. You know, he was calling them out under that damn governor they had over there, whatever his name is.
You said that 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was the creation of that separation of black and white, which are adjectives. They're adjectives, by the way. And what does an adjective do? Describes a noun. So the noun is American. And the colors are adjectives. That also puts you in the color of law. That's why they can control the narrative like this, because that's their creation. They created black, and they created white.
Wow. Wow.
That's silver.
There you go. And there's only one race, and that's the human race.
Plain and simple.
Yep, we're all running the race. That's what we're doing.
Can an elephant breed with a crow?
Nope. Sure can't.
Can a melanated man breed with a Caucasian woman or vice versa? A white man breed with a melanated woman.
Yep.
So that means you're really not that different. It's just the color of your skin and the texture of your hair, the color of your eye, the way you walk, the way you talk.
Mm-hmm.
When you break things down like that, if we were any different, we wouldn't be able to breathe with each other, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you see how they try to do it, and that's why I say that it has a lot of validity in what I'm saying about, we are the Achilles tendon to the New World Order, you see, because they don't want that, us working together, you see?
Exactly.
The melon being with the Caucasian or whatever, or vice versa, like Sergeant Miller was saying.
Yeah, but if you study true history, documented history, the Library of Congress, and your state have an archive library. If you study true history, we always dealt with each other.
Mm.
Always did. And we always did try to enslave each other. That's what you think created the history. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It says, so that's what I was wanting people to take away with, that you see, when I say that we're born with these rights, you know, upon our birth, that through this, you know, which they'll try to call it under the World Health Organization and this military lockdown, you know, that they try to shut us all down. But I think that in a lot of ways that, as well as my son was saying, that a lot of these pandemics like are man-made, you know, these viruses and all of this stuff, man, you don't be having these viruses that all, you know, just be appearing out of nowhere, you know, and it's the control mechanism that they, you know, along with our speech and this World Health Organization and Monsanto. So they can say that, oh, we need to shut down any activity, just like they did in New York, we were saying, and anything linking to the internet, you're banking, you're buying, you're selling, teaching, learning, entertaining, connecting to each other. If the government / controlled AI does not like what you or your kids say in a tweet or an email, it can shut down all of that for you.
Uh-huh.
How you like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It said, yeah, we've seen this in a very local and politicized scale with, for example, the Canadian truckers. Huh?
Oh, yeah. They came after them financially.
Yeah, you see? They went after their freaking banking. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you don't shut this mess down, we, you know, and who in the hell are these people to be able to have that type of control? You see?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had found out that to be like a crime, a criminal act, you know, that in the world of banking, that should have been, these people should have, whoever was in control, whether it be government or whomever, you know, when it comes to a point of people standing on the inalienable rights to where you're trying to overstep as a government, this is why they had to create that Second Amendment right, you know, because they knew that government would overstep their damn bounds. You know, and when it comes to that type of factor, you know, you have to stand as a people whether they recognize this or not. You can't just say that we're going to come stick you and your kids because we having a world pandemic outbreak to what we created, right? Because they say that anything that has a patent is a crime against nature, yet alone against crime against a man, against man, right? And not excluding women and children. I'm just saying, just making a statement and point that it's a crime against mankind, and, you know, people as a whole. And that's what it is in a lot of ways that people don't realize that, you know, that's what these Canadian truckers and now the people of Germany, you know, that the farmers came against the farmers. And uh-huh. The people of Germany farmers, you know, they showed them how they act. When they stood together, it freaking made a loud noise.
Yeah, but when we study the patents, you know how much history you learn studying them patents of those diseases that they had in the biological department for Dietrich? You know, the patent of COVID-19 is SARS-CoV-2. You know, you look at the evidence and you're like, damn, they got this patent, and then what you said, they cannot patent nature.
Yes.
So yes. That tells you it didn't come from nature. It came from a lab.
Came from a lab. And they sitting there, and you're going to, you know, Justin Trudeau of Canada, try to sit here. You see, I can't see how they allow this sucker to, you know, to continue, have a continuing, you know, whether it be, you know, and people of Germany showed their government as well as Sri Lanka, you know, when they stormed their capital, you know. That's what I'm saying, that these people, you see, when we stand together in numbers, they don't have no choice because we outnumber them. And that's what they don't want you as a people, as a population of people to know. That you do have standing, and when you stand together with your neighbor who awakens themselves of what the hell is going on here and saying, no, we're not going to stand for what you're doing against us in your new world order activities and population control, and say that you can shut down our world, you know, by something that you create that's an evilistic activity upon mankind. And you're saying that you could change the sexuality of our children, and, you know, that you can give our kids jabs without our permission. And no, you just can't be acting like that as a government. You see, this is where government oversteps their bounds, and they think that they're some kind of gods or something, you know, but they're not. They're not a god. They're just human. And they're figuring out that, you know what, that age is climbing. You know, and I'm telling you that I would not want to be in their damn shoes doing these activities that they're doing upon mankind, you know? And I'm not saying that, you know, and through social media that, you know, we should try to figure out ways of, instead of people trying to be controversial, you know, with one another, they could try to figure out the solutions. Like it goes back to this game that I know this guy created years ago, and he was trying to get, without telling these kids on what the final outcome of the game was, that what he had created some sort of game to where he was trying to get these kids to figure out that through solving these problems in the game, they were actually solving the real life events that would be taking place in their lives. That's actually what they were doing on, you know, in the game. And that's what he was trying to show, that that they can do it just like we adults today. It's like we, in a lot of sense, like, okay, if I had to give you an example, Germany, whenever they acted out just recent, with dumping all the sewage and freaking cow manure on their Capitol building. You see? They wasn't standing. You see what I'm saying, Sarge?
Yeah. Was that Brussels, Belgium? That was the one I was looking at earlier. when the guy had the tractor, and he was there, I guess he had like a porta potta cleaner, you know, where they clean the porta potties. It's like a tanker.
Yes.
And he had it on the back of his tractor, and boy, he was just spraying it up and up and down the road. I said, boy, look at this, boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I saw one like that. He went to the Capitol itself or something, and he was dumping it on the step, just blowing it out the back of that tank. I was like, yeah, boy, there you go.
I said, boy, I know there's a stench out this world.
Woo, woo. You think they got the message now? You see? That's what it takes, man. That's what it takes. You know? It takes people to stand together. And when you see when them tractors rolled out, and man, they had thousands of them too, boy. I was watching that. I was like, damn, look, these people. And that dude, when he backed up that dump truck of cow manure and he dumped it on those steps, I said, this is getting real. It didn't get no real than that, boy. I was like, damn, well, them people are taking control, you know? And that's what it's about. It's about the people taking control and making these motherfreakers realize that, you know, we the people, you know? And they need to realize that it's us people, we the people, that make this world go around. And you know, that's why I say that they ought to be a greater outlook, you know, when it comes to people like you and I, Sarge, you know, running these materials across this land, along with, you know, tens of thousands of truckers around this whole world and millions of us or whatever, you know, that they ought to look at this whole picture, that the professionalism that we uphold in what we do. Because when we go to these truck stops and on the side of the buildings, welcome professional drivers. You don't feel like a professional in the way that the pay scale is. You know, you feel like you're being cheated in a lot of ways, you know? So, but that's what I'm saying, that we don't, and then they want to dump on us in a way of social media, try to shut down social media, try to say that we're going to come jab your children without your permission. You know, or jab you and make you flop like a fish. You know?
Yeah, totally disrespectful.
Totally. Yeah. They'd be totally out of there, boy. These jokers just like, you know, we going to do what we want up on you because we your God. No, no, you're not. You know, you're not our God. And you don't have that right. We're born, our rights are above your rights. And that's what I'm trying to get people to realize, that they create all these laws and their own constitution that they go by and put us under another constitution, create all these laws, amendments, rules, you know, for us to have to follow. And then nobody knows what's in those damn things, you know.
Yeah.
So when they try to look into raising the standard of living instead of creating all these freaking things where we can't breathe. Huh?
Yep. That's why they color of law, Black's Law Dictionary is artificial. It looks like law, but it's not law.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they can do them ordinances and
statute.
Mandates, statutes,
yeah,
UCCs.
A freaking joke. You know, with all that, man. We don't need all that crap. We don't need to be paying no 30 years on a freaking mortgage. You go to your morgue paying at the end of your damn lifespan. Then you might own your freaking house or whatever. Man, the hell with all that. You know, it should be where they should be begging you for your business. You know, that's the way banking's supposed to work. You shouldn't have to be begging them to make a loan, you know.
Yep.
This is what,
it's their money. They created the Federal Reserve note, right?
Yeah.
It's their money. That's why they print it out of thin air.
It's ridiculous. In other words, if we work in a feed-out system, you know, if this is the system that we have to work in, then doggone it, they should make it to where it's more on a playing scale. to where, you know, people can play along and be a part of the system that they so succumb us under, you know?
And speaking of that Federal Reserve note, didn't Jacob, Mr. Burns, Rothschild die? And notice I said Mr. Burns. That's who he was based off on the Simpsons.
Oh. So
I just want to tell him, rest in piss.
Yeah, you see? Yeah, they think even David Rockefeller, the one that had 10 heart surgeries, even after the 10 heart surgeries, still did not save him. You see?
Yeah, Darth Vader. That's Darth Vader.
There you go. It don't matter. When it's time to check out, it's time to check out. That's why I say that they ought to be doing the most that they can do, but they choose to do it a different way, then let's go in that way, pal. It don't matter. I'm going to rejoice. It don't matter the pain that the Rome thinks they have upon people. It don't matter. I know the way these damn Catholics work. You know, and I ain't afraid of no damn Catholic religion because I know the way they work. I know the way they've been working for tens of thousands of years. Rome goes everywhere. They think they own everything, but they don't own a damn thing. You try to ask David Rockefeller. Oh, you can. He's dead. You see? These people are sorely mistaken, man. These people are being fooled by this Catholicism, man. They just don't know it. These people, man, they've been serving the wrong side of religion, man. That's just the God's honest truth. They're taking them down into a damn hole that they can't come out of. You see? No, they just think that this is the way to go. And I'm telling you, man, it's just, I feel sorry. I really do. And people just don't know. You see, a lot of people that might be new to this station never heard us speak, heard it said like this, but It's something that has to be said, my friend. If you happen to find yourself new to this station, you need to awaken yourselves to a religion that has solely freaking taken you the wrong way. Because if you want to be on a walk with a love, you haven't seen the kind of love that when you come to this station. We got the love for you, baby. We love you and your family. So come on back and have a listen with Two Feathers and Sergeant Mill on the Cognitive Reality Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
What the heck is the truth, Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, the Cosmic Oracle here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
In the Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers. In your timeline, a lot of people want to fall asleep, don't want to waken themselves up to rather listen to politics, worrying about the police that Joe Biden's doing a good job. He's doing poorly on the economy, knowing that the economy's not doing, for people making six-figure, seven-figure income, they don't have to worry about how the economy's doing, because the stock portfolio is doing probably pretty damn well. But you know what? For the working class out here, only bringing in that double-figure salary and the lower end of the spectrum and people on Social Security that they're handing over the balance of their Social Security to immigrants coming across the country to the southern border. We're making sure our people that come across there that are doing swell. We want to put them up in fine motels and hotels and Holiday Inn and let them listen to Run DMC. We got to make sure that they're comfortable. We hope we're giving them feather down pillows and very good comfortable comforters with silk sheets. Yeah, while immigrants, our veterans and our other people that, probably to no fault of their own or whatever, put out of their homes and living in tents on the sidewalks, that's how we do it in America. Only the best for our people, So welcome back, you listen to Cognitive Reality Show, 13 years and running right here at Revolution Radio. We let you know that when you're here, you're like family. So, and what we try to do here at Revolution Radio, we try to awaken people, It doesn't feel good sometimes with the information that comes across, but you know what? That's the only way we're going to make a better world when we don't put you in that comfortable seat. We want you to be uncomfortable. And you say, we should be able to speak out. We should be having these, just like these Canadian truckers, that they were sounding off, the people of Germany, Sri Lanka, all these people, Brazil, I think it was, even in the UK, I think in some sorts, they people were sounding off, man. They were just tired of the way that they running these things. And now we learn about this Gazan thing. And now we got Zelensky over there saying he's supposed to address the people again or something. And I heard him say something yesterday that he was saying that the only way that they could continue to bring the force against Russia is for westernized countries to keep supporting what he's doing. And he's being propped up, Assad?
Yeah, Zelensky called that Tucker interview with Putin. He was like, that's bullshit. And I looked at, I'm looking at that Twitter or X, and I'm listening to this man. He said, yeah, that Tucker and Putin was bullshit. I said, man, I guess it takes bullshit to know other bullshit, huh?
There you go. Yeah, man, look. You see? And you try to waken people up to You know, they think that they must have not have been listening to CNN news. You know, to know that we need to support Zelensky and what he's doing and what America's doing. And they don't realize, they're thinking that we anti-American. No, we're not anti-American. We're pro-American. We're just trying to awaken you as the American person, that if you happen to be in this country or anywhere else, what your government is doing. Because they're doing the same damn thing in your country. They're supporting a freaking tyrant that is causing a dysfunction in your economic system is what they're doing. You see, and they're taking your damn tax dollars and they're spending it without your permission.
All right. All right. So
devaluing your currency.
So when they're going to realize that this is not your system? Democracy never been for the people. Never. Hmm.
See? And that's the problem. That's the whole problem we have in the, there's a cog in the machine, Houston. There's a cog in the machine that's got this whole thing messed up. But we let you know that there's no cog in the machine here at Revolution Radio. Because you know why? Because you, the listener, that has opened this thing up along with our wonderful staff we have here at Revolution Radio and our host. Let's not forget our host. That we're 13 years in running, all because of what everybody pulls together and does. And we hold hand in hand, and this is why this thing works. And you see, for the people that want to go listen to the Cartoon News Network and want to be taken down the wormhole and listen to politics, worrying about Nikki Haley wanting to stay in there instead of standing behind Trump and let's get this damn country back on track. You know, I'm going to stay in there until the primaries, you know, or the general election or whatever.
And got whipped in her own state, huh?
Yeah, and Trump took her out in her own state. So, you know, I said, damn, you know, and this ain't no disrespect to women, but I mean, that woman needs to stand behind Trump. And she ought to have been ashamed. I, in some sense, I don't know why I get this feeling. But I got a feeling that a lot of these damn Democratic with the PACs, these PACs that support these people, I have a lot of freaking inclination that probably these damn supporters of the Democratic Party PACs were probably were probably jacking up her campaign. You know, I just had that feeling that. You know, that's how she was able to keep pushing this, wanting to continue, have a continuation of her campaign to keep going forward, you know?
Yeah, and that, I'm going to tell you something, man, that social media is very dangerous. Very, because over the weekend, you heard Trump give like a speech. I think it was in South Carolina. When he was talking about, he said, the context of it was, he was like, yeah, I see a lot of people here today. And he was like, the black ones and I see the white ones. Oh, CNN got to, oh, you see how racist he is? And I was like, for the context of his word was people.
Yes.
You know, he said black ones and white ones.
They took it as
racism, and I'm like,
and that's like, how damn. CNN does it.
Yeah. Oh man, and you know, black folks they gonna eat that up. Oh, he's racist. They gonna eat that up.
Oh my Lord, you see, and that's why they find themselves all the time in the wormhole.
Yeah. All right. but Joe Biden can get away with if you ain't black. You don't vote for me. He said that live on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, you don't vote for me.
Don't vote for me. All right. Slap in your face.
Right in your face. And then didn't even catch it. You just let the hand say, which way, Mr. Biden, should I tilt my face? To the left or to the right?
All right.
Oh, boy. And before you slap me, could you put that stamp, that CNN sticker, so when you slap me, I could have that famous sticker? Oh, boy. I tell you, son, it's like these people rather be asleep than awaken to the realization. But, you know, we have, I'm telling you, man, we got so far to go. It's just like, man, are we going to be able to climb out of this damn hole here? God, light of mine.
And Fox, I was talking about Trump shoes, you know, them gold Trump shoes he came out with.
No, at, I didn't that see that.
SneakerCom. Yeah, he used that SneakerCom.
Uh-huh.
Here go Fox. Oh, he's pandering to the black minorities because the black minorities love to just buy tennis shoes. And I'm like, ah, damn. So no quote-unquote white people don't buy tennis shoes?
Oh, there you go. Boy, you just blew the lid off. You just blew the damn lid off straight
I
up.
I said, bro, look at this shit, who don't like a nice pair of tennis shoes at a good price? Yeah.
They wouldn't have wanted to see my Adidas, boy, that I had back in years ago. Bad luck. People be like, where can I get me a pair?
All right.
Man, my Adidas. Huh?
There you go. Run DMC.
There you go. What you know about that, son? Man, look, people only knew, man, how these people, they take us down. They trying to have all this type of control. But you see, that's what we don't do here at Revolution Radio. We don't try to have that control. We just leave it up to you to have your own independent freedom thought. And we just like for you to take away what you will and hope that you can take away something of the night that when we speak, then, you know, you get a benefactor out of what we say. And it's not to harm or hurt anything. But the thing is, it's to awaken you as a people so that when you go into the activities of your day and you start putting on those glasses, remember they live. That movie They Live with Roddy Ooh. Rod Piper. Ooh. And when he put on the glasses, he could see those aliens. You see?
Yeah. And that alien talked in the watch. Oh, we got one that can see.
Oh. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, we got one that can see. And we ain't talking about the aliens coming through the southern border. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
But all right.
Yeah. You see, we got one that can see. Uh-oh, we got a few can see. They must be listening to that Revolution Radio, that Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller and Two Fellas. They must have put on the glasses.
And then you saw that little clip. They're coming through that San Diego border.
No kidding.
You saw that clip when they was asking them where they come from. Uh-huh. Thought it was like two of them was like Syria, Egypt, Brazil, Argentina. I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn. They just crossing the border, but they know where they come from. Yeah. I'm like, wow. I said, so this is a joint effort. It's a joint effort. How did they get from Egypt to South America to come up through that pipeline? How they got over there?
Wow.
They swam?
Yeah.
So they swam from Egypt and Syria.
They must have flew them, huh? Flew them on a plane?
They had to do something, ship them some kind of way.
Yeah, maybe they came over on a ship or something. Damn. Wow. No kidding. See? But, yeah, man, that you see how that works, people? You get the realization of information right there. Look, I didn't even know that until Sergeant Miller just said it. So along with our wonderful management team here at Revolution Radio and our tech support, you know, you head on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, and keep holding us up, you know, become a great supporter, become a patron, give every month a one-time donation. It's all good. We just glad that people come have a listen, and we don't want to take you down a wormhole, but you awaken yourselves to the realization of real information. And you want to play in the world of politics? Go ahead. Keep scrambling your eggs in the putting your eggs in the basket of politics, the world of politics, which, you know, that they don't mind. It's called babbling. They babble. They babble. They continue to babble. And sitting here not doing nothing for you. You notice how California's having landslides. I saw some houses in California hanging off the cliff. Now, why they don't come up with ideas? All that money, these freaking millionaires got these big, gigantic mansions, and the houses about to go in the damn ocean. Now, why is it that the people don't own the damn the bluffs of the freaking the ocean side, you know? So it ought to be up to the states to be able to come in shoring up that coastline, just like here in Louisiana. Oh. We got our southern coastline that the guy down there in Grand Isle. I saw him one day putting sandbags, just these big super sacks, they call them, right? They weigh one ton apiece. I'm like, that's the best that Billy Nungesser could do, you know? If I'd have been the damn mayor down there or whatever, you know, I mean, I could have did a lot better than that. You mean you just now coming up with an idea to put super sacks along to try to stop incoming wave flow that's going to blow into the shorelines and cause a great more deal of coastal erosion down in that area? I mean, I've done seen many a ways, you know, with the you know, like in our area, even where I used to live at, you know, we had these walls that they put up, right? They put them up, man, and they 15 feet high. You mean to tell me they couldn't build those levee systems? That's what they call them down here.
Yeah.
Levee systems.
Yeah. Yeah. Because New Orleans is what, 15, 20 feet below sea level?
Below sea level. Yes. So, therefore, if you're standing on the wall at the Jackson Barrack of Jackson Brewery, you actually can see the river. Like, let's say you're standing in the street of New Orleans, right on Decatur. And you're like 15 feet below. The water's above you where you're at standing in the street.
Thank you.
You see? And you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Big cereal bowl.
Yeah, in the cereal bowl. That's correct. That's the way they've always said it. And they're like, well, man, why did they never build none of that up? That's the problem. Instead of them building infrastructure, what they should be doing, they finding ways of lining their pockets, fooling you as a people, you see, and having you taking you down that wormhole. That's the way they'd rather do it, because you love playing in your politics. Go ahead, son.
And China, man, China been building up islands on their southern coast. They've been building islands, and they just built one of the largest bridges in the world from the southern coast of China. And it connects with these islands.
Yeah.
So they've been building bridges in their ocean to travel to these islands.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
One of the biggest ones. They're calling it a wonder of the world now. So we don't have a money problem. You've got where the money go problem.
Yeah, there you go. And you're going to assume, these people keep having their way, you'd be wondering where your speech went problem.
There you go.
It said, but if we thought this type of activity could not or would not happen on a national or even scarier global scale, we need to wake up right now and realize it's happening. And it might not be stoppable. So new documents show government-funded AI intended for online censorship. It said the U.S. House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government was formed in January of 2023. Quote, to investigate matters related to the collection, analysis, dissemination, and use of information on U.S. citizens by executive branch agencies, including whether such efforts are illegal, unconstitutional, or otherwise unethical. You see, unquote. You see how they do that?
Mm-hmm.
And they got this U.S. House subcommittee on weaponization. You see, they turn it into a weaponized speech. They try to weaponize your speech because you come out, let's say, if you come out and you try to say something against your government who is having these activities and what they're doing, right? So, and this is h.prt.118congress, right? Sponsor is Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican of Ohio. And he introduced it on the first month, the ninth day of 2023. Huh?
Ooh.
Weaponizing of the federal government be composed of not more than 21 members, delegates, and resident commission appointed by the speaker, of whom not more than 9 shall be appointed. Minority agreed to without objection. So you see this H.Resolution 12-118 Congress. So a resolution temporarily establishes in the House of Representatives select subcommittee of the weaponization of the federal government, which is compromised of not more than 13 members appointed by the speaker, 5 of whom shall be appointed in consultation with the minority leader. It says the subcommittee must investigate matters related to the collection, analysis, dissemination, and use of information to U.S. citizens by executive branch agencies, including whether such efforts are illegal, unconstitutional, or otherwise unethical. A final report of its findings on January 2nd, 2025, and terminates 30 days after filing that report. So you see how they're trying to turn weaponizing your speech, and they trying to they doing a collection of analysis, dissemination, the use of information on U.S. citizens, just like we think of the Patriot Act, made us all
turn us all domestic terrorists.
There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell we domestic terror born and raised into this land? That means I'd have came out of my crib with some kind of uranium.
All right.
Oh man.
You came out your mama's stomach with a suicide bomb with a detonator in your hand, huh?
Yeah, with the detonator in my hand, telling don't come close. Man, I tell y'all, but I listen to CNN.
Oh man. Harden had enough CNN for the year. That's a ball for Jimmy, boy.
And you see, and then they sit here and try to they try to call what is illegal, unconstitutional. What about what they do that's unconstitutional? Sitting here causing through a causality of a wrongdoing of just taking up our planes that we supposed to be funding through our tax dollars, the government, you know, saying that they have the right. What Biden said, you need F-15s to come against us,
mm-hmm.
you know? That's not unconstitutional? Are you freaking kidding me? Or unethical? Would you consider that unethical? Huh?
Yep. All of that is unconstitutional under the War Powers Act.
There you go.
Before you go to war, you're supposed to have support of the Congress.
There you go. And nobody has declared any kind of war, but yet we find ourselves bombing in Yemen, because they're saying that they're taking and hitting these embassies over there. But what are we doing?
Ooh.
You know? What are we doing? All of
throwing rocks in a glass house.
There you go. It said, unfortunately, the work of the committee is viewed, even by its own members, as largely political. Conservative lawmakers are investigating what they perceive to be the silencing of conservative voices. Yeah, you see? by liberal-leaning government agencies. Yeah. You see, you have these people coming to have their damn way and trying to call your speech unethical and unconstitutional or illegal, what they're doing, what they do up on us. They're saying that we need to be surveilled. No, they need to be surveilled in what they're doing and creating all these under the Homeland Security, you know, trying to make us out to be unethical people, or, you know, in our social media activities and what the way to, because we speak out in the way that we do, that they try to call us being doing wrongdoings and stuff like that. No, we were just speaking out against the suppression, oppression, and government activities of what they're doing in the wake of bringing these war mentalities and activities upon these other countries that we, you know, that we don't approve of, spending our money unnecessarily, you know, by the billions. How much they done send to Ukraine, huh? What about FTX funding through the Democratic Party wind up coming back to, huh? Biolabs in Ukraine that was being funded by the United States, all that stuff, huh? There's nevertheless, nevertheless, in its investigations, this committee has uncovered some astonishing documents related to the government attempts to censor the speech of American citizens. What about the documents they found on side of Joe Biden's freaking bed? Oh, no, that was just because he forgot. His old age got a hold of him.
But he's fit to lead the new world, the free world.
Yeah,
As the chief executive officer.
Yeah, he's the most intellectual human person in D.C., don't you know, Sarge?
Well,
according to our press secretary.
Bro, if that's literate, Lord have mercy, we in trouble.
I guess if they tell the people that might be listening to the Rev Radio right now, that say that they listen to CNN News, I guess if I tell them it's imminent. Joe Biden said the right thing.
Yeah, he's speaking Swahili. Don't worry about it.
he just ate some of them hot peppers from Swahili. He said, Joe Biden, stay out of that garden. Wait, what?
He said, oh, well. That's his favorite interjection. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Yeah. Can somebody get me another ice cream? Chocolate chip is my favorite.
Oh, him and George Bush Jr., boy, they're neck and neck right now, boy.
Oh, don't make me take off my shoes.
I don't think he can dodge him. I don't think he can dodge him like Bush Jr.
Yeah, no, no, he might trip trying to move away. Oh boy! And I was watching him that day. He was doing that speech at that military base or whatever, and he tripped over on that stage. And he turned back and pointed at something. I tripped over that grasshopper that was right there.
Go CNN. CNN. They said the sandbag got in his way.
Oh, sandbag!
I said, bro.
Sandbag. What the freak was a sandbag doing on stage?
So the sandbag walked up them stairs.
Yeah.
And plopped himself in front of where Joe Biden was going to walk. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like they must have thought a flood was coming, a hurricane was coming, so they surround him with sandbags and try to protect him from the flood waters that were coming up.
I
tell you something. Yeah, the sense of the speech of American citizens says these documents have crucial and terrifying all of society implications. It said in the subcommittee's interim report dated February the 5th of 2024, that's this month, documents showed that academic and nonprofit groups are pitching a government agency on a plan to use AI, quote unquote, misinformation services. So this AI misinformation services, they created a government agency to probably look at this, you know, and who are they to call something misinformation? What, because Dr. Fauci didn't say it? That is called, should be called misinformation? When we know that remdesivir in the hospitals were protocol? You know, so what, we come speaking out and seeing that we already have the VAERS proof that over hundreds of thousands of people have done passed away because of what had taken place in the hospitals alone, you know? So they need to create these misinformation and shut down our speech. You see, I'm telling you, man, people need to wake up to the realization of all of this. It says, so they pitching a government agency on a plan to use AI misinformation services, quote unquote, to censor content on internet platforms. You see how they do it?
Mm-hmm.
So whether whatever social media that you use, that if it's not on an independent source and stands away from these people trying to shut down your free speech, you see, that if you on these little cute little pet sites, you know, that they don't allow this information, they just like our Supreme Court, you know, our Supreme Court plays in a dangerous field if they get on the wrong side of history and wanting to shut down free speech. Like one of them, Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, how you say her name? You know what I'm talking about.
Sotomayor. I think it's Sotomayor.
Yeah,
something like
that. Yeah. But I think it was either her, I think it was her or one of the others was saying Etsy. You know that Etsy clothing line where you go and sell your clothes on Etsy or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they don't allow, like, just say, for example, as she was putting it, Sotomayor, yeah. She was saying that they don't allow, like, politics on their platform, right, once you go download their app. So you're on there to you're not there to speak politics. You're on there to sell your clothing line, like you use clothes or whatever, right, or buy clothes or what have you. High purses or whatever you want to do on that platform. So why in the world would you want to spend your time? I'm just going on there to buy a pair of shoes, or a woman might be wanting to buy a purse, or, you know, a clothes, a blouse, or slacks, or whatever, you know? Yeah, you use your other platforms, you know? I mean, she made a great point in what she was saying, that, but no one's going to want to. So just like Facebook, you know, that's a platform where most, you know, yeah, you go and post your little pictures of your cats and your dog and your kids and all that stuff. But why is it that you can't have like a moment of between you and another friend wanting to speak out, even if you was just on Messenger, you know, Facebook Messenger, and they might try to remove that content if you go in there, because it's a part of Facebook, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying, that when you have these different platforms like X, you know, you should be allowed to go and speak freely. I thought that's what Elon Musk had created that content for and taking it over. You know, now I'm seeing that, I'm hearing that a lot of ways that they're trying to have some kind of control on that as well, you know? I don't know if it's through government having a hand in, you know, saying the content that's being brought across there now, and they want him to have a better hand into what's being said on his platform. I don't know how he's handling it, because I don't have X. I mean, I know a lot of people on here do. You know, but I think people are still able to reach out on X and still bring a good portion of content. I think that Elon is allowing like that, you know, I know he kind of like stepped away, I think, of, as he, you know, the CEO or whatever. But I think he's still on the board. I'm not sure. But I don't know if he's able to continue to have like an upper hand. I don't know how he's running his platform. But I just want people to be aware of, you know, the grasp that they try to have in the way of shutting down your speech. And, you know, now they're creating these misinformation services, right? To censor content on the internet platforms. So you have to be careful of this stuff, man, because for you know it, little by little, if you don't speak up and speak out, you know, that you have to, because, man, I'm telling you, little by little, through these misinformation services, trying to control your speech on these platforms, these different platforms, you know, that they try to, and you have to stand together in the wake of, even in your inner circles and wherever you go, that people are speaking about it. And you change people's mindset. This is how you do it. You change their mindset, not with an aggressive tone or anything, but you just try to awaken them in your speech and bring it across of saying that, what if I could tell y'all or share with you all a different way, for example, you know, that, like, say, like, they're trying to create this these misinformation services centers and stuff to try to hinder our speech, our content on our internet platforms, you know, to where now y'all see what I'm saying, for bringing in something different in a way that you think that CNN's bringing you this real information, but they're not. You see, they'd rather listen to Dr. Fauci, where we're telling you that Dr. Fauci's a freaking criminal and calling remdesivir protocol in a freaking hospital. Now you see the difference? Yeah. So it says specifically the University of Michigan is explaining to the National Science Foundation, or the NSF, that the AI-powered tools funded by the NSF can be used to help social media platforms perform censorship activities without having to actually make the decision on what should be censored. You see? Specifically, the University of Michigan explaining to the National Science Foundation, or NSF, that the AI-powered tools funded by the NSF can be used to help social media platforms perform censorship activities without having to actually make the decisions on what should be censored, right? Perform censorship activities without having to actually make the decisions on what should be censored. Here's how the relationship is visualized in the subcommittee's report. So they got, okay, they show this thing here, Sergeant, I could share it with you. okay, so what they got is they got a picture, okay? Imagine this in your memory bank. So NSF is government, right? So that's what they got in a circle. NSF is inside of a circle. Now above the circle, they got, above NSF circle, they got government, okay? Then it points an arrow to the right. Then they got Michigan, what is that? These universities and nonprofits, you know, these different universities, right? The one that's a W, I forget what the Paul, it's in red, a red W. That's one of the colleges. I forget the name of it offhand, but Michigan is one of them. All right, then it shows another arrow to the right, and it's got these little circles, bubbles, whatever you want to call them. It says federally funded censorship and propaganda tools. And what is that? Let's see. I was trying to enlarge it so I could see it. I can't see what it says, though, but it's just kind of small. Search lit. So these universities must like work hand in hand with these censorship, these federally funded censorship and propaganda tools. Okay, and then it shows an arrow to the right, and it shows your Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It shows those, the big tech, right? So that's what it does. So it goes from the government NSF to the colleges to these propaganda tools, which are federally funded censorship tools, and then it goes to the social media big tech. You see how it's all handed off. You see, and that's how they do it, through these National Science Foundation AI powered tools by the NSF, right? And that's how they do it. And so they working hand in hand with one another. So here's a specific quote presented in the subcommittee's report, right? It comes from quote speaker's notes from the University of Michigan's first pitch to the National Science Foundation, or the NSF, about its NSF funded AI powered WiseDex tool, unquote. I've never heard of WiseDex tool. It's an NSF funded AI powered WiseDex tool is what it is. The notes are on file with the committee. Our misinformation services helps policymakers at platforms who want to push responsibility for difficult judgments to someone outside the company by externalizing the difficult responsibility of censorship. Okay. Hang on 1 second. This is an extraordinary statement on so many levels. Number one, it explicitly equates quote unquote misinformation service with censorship. This is a crucial equation because governments worldwide are pretending to combat harmful misinformation when in fact they are passing massive censorship bills. The WEF declared, quote, misinformation and disinformation, unquote. The most severe global risks, unquote. Yeah, you see, the WEF plays a big part in this as well, because you see, just like if I had to put it to you, and for example, Trump, they were saying Trump was causing a big de facto in the wake of what was going on and them trying to continue with their globalization and what they were trying to put up on the masses of people in their globalization movement under this World Economic Forum, you see. So to put it to you, for example, Trump was a big misnomer or, you know, a big cog in the machine, just like us with our speaking out and, you know, speaking and speaking out to what they're doing in the wake of these wars or these jabs. You see what I'm saying? And the WEF don't like that because when we stand together, remember, we're the Achilles tendon of the New World Order, WEF, these World Economic Forum people. You see, and they want to try to put it across to where we're speaking misinformation and disinformation. That's the way Klaus Schwab wants you to believe it. You know, that we don't know what we're talking about because we never went to college, and that we should believe Fauci, you know, that Remdesivir should be, we should put you on a machine where you got to breathe off of the machine. Oh, well, if you pass away because we stuck you in with a freaking, you know, Remdesivir, and you freaking your lungs are filling up with fluid, and the hospitals are getting $40,000 a piece though for you passing away, passing away. Yeah, you see, and then they don't care. You know, it's just like you're just sheep or you're cattle, you're nobody. You know, but you know, then what they care, you know, that you're putting out misinformation and disinformation because you don't have the patent or the scientific study that we're sticking you, and that's a good thing. You know, that's what you have to awaken to, folks. It says, so the WEF declared, quote unquote, misinformation and disinformation, and quote, the most severe global risk. See, that's what it is. It's a global risk because you come speaking out and you're speaking truth into what you want. You saying, hell no, you're not going to stick my kids with that crap, you know? And yes, you need a clearance through me to say that if they get jabbed or not, you know? But you're causing misinformation and disinformation. You're a global risk to what we're trying to do here at the WEF. So in the next 2 years, which presumably means their biggest efforts will go towards censorship. How you like that? In the next 2 years, you see? That's their biggest efforts will go towards censorship, trying to shut your speech down, your free speech. You know, trying to shut it down. So in the next 2 years, guess what? You better pray and hope that Two Feathers is still in the freaking house, because I'm going to keep coming to bring it to you, because I'm going to let you know that this is what they're doing. You see, now tonight, you know that this is what they're doing. In the next 2 years, they're going to try to attack your freaking free speech. They're going to try to work toward shutting your free speech down. For the next 2 years, this is all in the wake of all of their movement of what they're doing. Remember, this 20 Agenda 2030, this is what this is all about. And, you know, they're going to do it in a two-year increment. 2 years, they're going to see what they're going to do is they're going to keep working on it all those next 2 years. You see, that's the way they're going to do it. Then they're going to see where they stand at the end of that 2 years. If you keep speaking out and you keep dumping the cow manure on their Capitol, you keep blowing their freaking sewage, that cow urine up on the Capitol, and you keep making it stink, you know what? They don't have no choice but to listen to you. You see? You got to stand together in this crap, man. I'm telling you, people, you need to stand. You were born with these rights, and they don't have a right to come against you. So when a government contractor explicitly states that it is selling a quote-unquote misinformation service that helps online platforms, quote-unquote, externalize censorship, the two terms are acknowledged as being interchangeable. Number two, it refers to censorship as a quote-unquote responsibility. In other words, it assumes that part of what the platform should be doing is censorship. Not protecting children from sex predators or innocent citizens from misinformation, just plain and simple, unadulterated censorship. Number three, it states that the role of the AI is to, quote unquote, externalize the responsibility for censorship. The tech platforms do not want to make censorship decisions. The government wants to make those decisions, but does not want to be seen as censoring, you see? So they want to make those decisions, but they don't want to be seen as censoring, you see? They want to be the behind-closed-door members. The AI tool allows the platforms to, quote-unquote, externalize the censorship decisions and the government to hide its censorship activities, you see? Yeah, they want to hide it. So all of this should end in the illusion that what governments around the world are calling, quote, countering misinformation and hate speech. And who's to say what is hate speech, right? Who are they? You know, but what they're going to see, that's what I'm saying, that they can take and try to, because you speaking out against what your government is doing, they could try to come say that we're causing hate speech. You know, how can we be causing hate speech when they're doing the criminalization upon us as a people? So how can we, you see, that's what they try to do. They try to make themselves out to be the shiny penny where we're the smelly sock. You see, when that, in that actuality, it's a reversal. They the smelly sock, and we're the shiny penny. You know? Straight up censorship. Huh? Calling counter misinformation and hate speech. Yeah, they don't, is not straight up censorship. What happens when AI censorship is fully implemented? Knowing that the government is already paying for AI censorship tools, we have to wrap our minds around what this entails. No manpower limits. As the subcommittee report points out, the limits to government online censorship have, up to now, involved the large number of humans required to go through endless files and make censorship decisions. With AI, barely any humans need to be involved. And the amount of data that can be surveilled can be as vast as everything anyone says on a particular platform. The amount of data is incomprehensible to an individual human brain. No one is responsible. One of the most frightening aspects of AI censorship is that when AI does it, there is no human being or organization, be it the government. You see, but they're the ones that's behind it. See, when there's an AI, the government can create these little agencies, you see, and they can mostly let the AI, now that we have this newer technology, they can have them do the AI do the surveillance, you see, and they can probably get quicker results of you know, what they could consider to be criminalizing, you know, hate speech or whatever, because it can be viewed at a faster pace, you see. So and you don't need as many humans to run the AI. So be it in the government, the platforms, or the university / nonprofits, who is actually responsible for the censorship. Initially, humans feed the AI two instructions for what categories or types of language to censor, but then the machine goes ahead and makes the case-by-case decisions all by itself. No recourse for grievances. Once AI is unleashed with a set of censorship instructions, it will sweep us gazillions, sweep up gazillions of online data points and apply censorship actions. You see that? Exactly what I just said, huh? Yeah, you see, it will sweep up gazillions of online data points. And then probably within a certain language that, you know, people speak, it'll grasp, the AI will be able to grasp a hold of certain, like, speech points of what's being said as considered as being a hate speech or, you know, something like that, or threat, or it would recognize, the AI would recognize it, you see? And then it would apply censorship actions, whether it will put you in Facebook jail or however, you know, depending on what they consider the level of it, right? If you want to contest an AI censorship action, you will have to talk to the machine. Maybe the platforms will employ humans to respond to appeals. But why would they do that when they have AI that can automate those responses? No protection for young people? One of the claims made by government censors is that we need to protect our children from harmful online information, like content that makes them anorexic, encourages them to commit suicide, turns them into ISIS, ISIS terrorists, right? And so on. Also from sexual exploitation. These are all serious issues that deserve attention, but they are not nearly as dangerous to vast numbers of young people as AI censorship is. Yeah, you see? Because they shut down your free speech and what's going on in your local area, then the AI grasp a hold of what they call, because you're speaking out against what your government is doing, or, you know, the wrongdoings of what they're using your money for funding and their party going or whatever, and they want to shut it down and you're speaking out, but the AI is recognizing that, oh, it, you know, they're speaking out against their government or whatever, you know. The danger posed by AI censorship applies to all young people who spend a lot of time online, because it means their online activities and language can be monitored and used against them, you see. Maybe not now, but whenever the government decides to go after a particular type of language, you see, that's what this brother had said in New Orleans, that they will use, they will say, because of your language, you know, the type of language. You know, these kids, they you know, in all ages, they may curse or whatever. Then they may not mean any ugliness about what the way that they're coming across. It depends on, like Sergeant Miller was saying earlier, that wherever you born at, you know, is how people speak, you know, in a lot of ways. And it may not be hate speech, or just may be the way they speak, you know, the way they talk, being raised around each other, you know. So a particular type of language or behavior, see? So they want to go after a particular type of language or behavior. This is a much greater danger to a much greater number of children than a danger posed by any specific content, you see? So that's why I'm saying that, that just because of the content of the, what they're speaking about, they want to go after the kids because they may speak in a certain way, you see? Because it compasses all the activity they conduct online, touching on nearly every aspect of their lives. Here's an example to illustrate this danger. Let's say your teenager's playing lots of interactive video games online. Let's say he happens to favorite games designed by Chinese companies. Maybe he also watches others play those games and participates in chats and discussion groups about those games in which a lot of Chinese nationalists also participate. The government may decide next month or next year that anyone heavily engaged in Chinese-designed video games is a danger to democracy. You see that? Yeah. There you go. So donate to the Revolution Radio if you can, people. We love y'all. It's Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers. It's time for us to jump on out. Till next time, folks. Love y'all. All back. You know, it's always going to be good. Thank you, Sergeant Miller.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
Help each other. The only way it works.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and Earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
That things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.